Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The NFL is on the ticket this Sunday morning at 11:30. It's game one of our NFL triple header as the Buccaneers battle the Bills. Brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Tick.
Trainham brings their Drops of Jupiter 25 Years in the Atmosphere Tour to Dos Equis Pavilion August 15th with special guests Bare Naked Ladies and Matt Nathanson. Get tickets and information at LiveNation.com. You can text TRAIN to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. DJ. So last Sunday, this is sponsored by
Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Last Sunday was the Sean Bass disc golf tournament benefiting Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And when they announced the tournament, they said that one of the first guys that signed up and called in was former Cowboy kicker David Beeler.
Nice.
And David, I didn't realize, lives here in town, obviously. That's why he's playing. And David kicked 2009, 10, 11, right in that area.
Yeah, maybe getting started as kickoff specialist and then became the full-time kicker, right?
Yeah, yeah. And David was a, for a kicker, a combine freak. So David grew up playing soccer and, you know, essentially was an athlete. He played safety in high school and goes to USC. And when he gets out of USC,
he
benched 225 25 times in a row.
That's right.
And he ran a 4.56 40.
Yes.
Like, he may be the most athletic kicker that we've ever seen.
Yeah, he was 230 pounds. He's
huge.
He would destroy a kicker battle royal.
Yes. And so, you know, and I'm looking at these pictures that he had from his combine days. The dude, he looks like that he was spit out of some sort of Avenger training camp. He is jacked.
Very linebackery.
So David and I played together in the disc golf tournament. And so David goes, hey, do you remember the interview that you and I did? Well, so back in the day, especially at training camps, plural, David and I don't want to say formed a relationship, but he was always a go-to guy for me because he was hilarious. David was great.
Yeah.
And would just let it fly. And so he had this audio. He was like, do you remember that one interview? And I'm like, I kind of do. And he goes, it got me in all sorts of trouble. And so we're walking down the fairway of the golf tournament, and he had it on his phone. And so we start playing it.
He had an interview from when he was on the ticket at training camp being interviewed by you.
Yes.
Amazing.
On his phone.
People do win.
Ready to go. And so we're walking, and our whole group is kind of gathered around the phone as we're walking down the fairway.
How often does he play this for people?
I don't know, but the aftermath is even funnier. So here it is. Here's the interview, and then David's going to pop on with us, and I want to tell you
all right,
you know, why things kind of got sideways for him with a certain group of people. But here is me and David Beeler. I believe this was 2010 or 11.
And let's see here. There's David Beeler. Let's see David. Hey, Dave. I think that's David.
Is he bald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's him.
What's up, brother?
You got a quick sec?
Of course I do.
You look very lonely out here during practice.
Oh, do I?
Because you're the only one of your ilk.
Do I now? Why is that so? I mean, am I just standing on the sideline?
No, you're very active. You're very active. Don't get me wrong. As you normally are in life, I'm assuming. But you're the only kicker out here, right?
Well, we got Delbert Alvarado, number four.
I didn't notice Delbert Alvarado.
Yes.
That sounds like a chef that served me food last night.
Yeah, you could be a pretty good cook.
Okay, so there was a little blurb in the paper not too long ago about your speed and guys that you could beat in a foot race. Which, I mean, what's your 40 time official?
The combine is a 4.56.
Wow. So how many wide receivers could you beat out here?
Oof.
Creighton.
I think me and Creighton would be a good race. I'm not going to call anybody out, but I actually did already in another interview. So I said I could probably beat Creighton, T-Choice, and then the linebackers, Brady and Keith.
You could beat Deshard Choice?
I think I could. It probably won't happen, but I think I'd be able to, yeah.
Now, since we last talked last year, have you become engaged, or are you a father now, or a Buddhist, or anything?
I sure as hell hope not. I mean, I got a girlfriend right now. I hope she's not pregnant. I mean, we've been...
Are you guys using protection, Dave?
The Pilates method.
Whoa!
Now that's wow.
I'm not sure that's
oh
what...
My.
She was on the pill for a while, but it would make her a little bit moodier, you know.
Yeah, why is that? Why do you think that is? That women get a little bit crazier when they take the pill. That was the excuse that my wife used.
Cowboy players,
chicks
ever
are crazier. I mean, chicks are crazy as it is, you know. But the more hormones involved in their body, you know, they just freak out. I guess I don't know,
because they're crazy anyway. And then you add on something that could enhance that craziness.
Yeah, but it makes their boobs bigger.
You bring out the devil. You bring out a demon inside of them. So I want my girlfriend to be, you know, nice and polite and how she normally is. And then just, you know, she just blew up when she started taking the pills.
Bigger
so
boobs.
Said, yeah.
Bigger boobs.
Yep. I'm hearing from a very credible source back. We have a doctor always on staff at the radio station that girls' boobs get bigger
when they're on the pill.
Is this true?
Well, she already has double D's to begin with, so...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're pretty... She's pretty top-heavy, we'll just say that.
Are they real?
Yeah, we'll soap up those honkers.
They aren't.
They're not.
They're real expensive. They're about $5,000.
Did you buy them?
Each?
I did not. I met her as she was, so...
Oh, really? So... where'd you guys meet? Is she a Dallas girl?
Yeah, I actually met her. She works at Hooters.
What?
Very well qualified to work there. She has a great set of personalities, if you know what I mean.
You really met her at Hooters?
Yeah, she was actually, funny story, she was
better be.
What the hell's
she was
going
actually
on?
Waitressing the table next to me. I'm more interested in brunettes, I am blondes, and she's a blonde. So I was trying to get our waitress, Tiffany. I was trying to get Brittany, who's my girlfriend now, to set me up with Tiffany. So, you know, I brought Brittany over there. It was like, oh, set me with Tiffany, this and that. And then one thing led to another. She's a cool girl, and the rest is history now.
Wow. So is she still slinging burgers at Hooters?
Yeah,
you making her work?
Yeah, she still dis-
Do you get
dis-
free wings?
Putting the ice in the...
Do you get free wings?
I don't, which is a bunch of BS. I wish I could, but I thought I had the hookups, but apparently not.
Wow, Dave. You need to start pulling more strings. Not so much that time of the month, just pull strings.
Oh, my God.
The pawn strings,
wow.
If you will.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Oh. I'm not into that
oh
kind
my
of stuff.
God.
No, you shouldn't be.
I try and lock Snake. Her up in a cage for about a week when she's on that time of the month, you know, when she's bleeding. I mean,
oh my
God.
Jeez.
You can't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die.
Oh.
So I don't know. I just lock her away, you know,
unbelievable.
Put a leash and muzzle on her, and then, you know, just the rest of this.
All right, abort, abort.
All right,
let him go. Let him go.
Dave, thank you for your time. This has been very candid, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man, for helping us lose our FCC license. Dave, now go kick field goals. What a shock jock.
He's a P1. I think he knew who he was talking to.
That's
the most over the top thing a cowboy has ever said,
at least on the radio.
Awesome. Just awesome.
All right, on our phone now is the great David Beeler.
Wow.
Hi, Dave.
What's up, guys? I appreciate you guys having me. What the intro, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
So that was so... Well, first off, we had a blast the other day playing disc golf. That was awesome.
100% we did.
Yes, that was super, super fun. Good hanging with you again. And yeah, I didn't know you were still around here. So and you were telling me a funny story about a couple of funny stories about the fallout from that interview. Who got on you from the team, first off?
From the team, I mean, my teammates were kind of those that knew about it were laughing at it, but Chris Boniel was the kicking coach back in the time, and he wasn't too fond of that, we'll just say the least right there.
So it got back to him.
Joe DeCamillis was actually the special teams coach. Thought it was funny, but from the team, that is, was Chris Boniel was the most pissed.
He didn't like menstruation humor?
No, he wasn't really into that, apparently.
And then you told me, and I just cringed, because Your parents heard it.
Yeah, so that wasn't good. So my parents, they still live back in Southern California. They're very conservative people, raised in the right way. But they actually had this thing on Google where if I have like an article about me or interview about me, it immediately pops up and alerts them. So it's like, oh, Dave did another interview, and they listen to that. I got called immediately. Once I got to my locker, my parents were calling me. They were livid.
No way.
Oh, God. And you felt like a four-year-old again, didn't you?
Of course. Yeah. Like, probably the disappointing dad, rather than dad being at me, like mad at me, was one of the worst. You know, I think your parents being disappointing you rather than angry at you is the worst thing.
Yet you have it at the ready on your phone. How many times do you bust that out and play it for people?
It's a crowd pleaser. You know, it's a fan favorite. first dates, it comes out. No, I'm messing up.
It's a good icebreaker.
No, it's. I mean, all you got to do is type in David Beeler on ticket, and it comes up. It's the first thing there. So
yeah,
I'm surprised you guys didn't have that all ready to go back in the archives. Like, had a golden ribbon around it.
I 1,000,000% remember it, but I didn't remember the details until you played it the other day. I was just laughing my ass off. It was so funny, and that's why I always went back to you in these interviews. Because you were so incredibly candid and so, I mean, it sounded like that you were just used to having a microphone, because most of the guys, as you well know, Dave, aren't very comfortable when somebody walks up. You're the exact opposite. You were perfectly comfortable with it all.
Well, first and foremost, I knew exactly who I was dealing with.
That helps.
I know.
Yeah, right? I was just having one of those days where it was that training camp. It was in San Antonio. Literally open mic. You just walked up the mic and pretty much put it in my face. And I was just having one of those, like, F it days.
Yeah.
You know, so. No, I mean, I think you were the instigator on that, Corby.
I know.
I wanted to hold back, but I think you were the one that pushed the buttons.
Right, right.
What's the update on the David Beeler love life now?
I'm married. So, yeah.
To that same girl or a different one?
No, it's a different one. So I have a 14-year-old son. So that was prior to me having kids. So I had a 14-year-old son, or have a 14-year-old son with that one, that she got pregnant probably like 6 months after that interview.
So that method didn't work long term?
Yeah, the method wasn't very...
Yeah, no. Hold on. So my girlfriend was working at Hooters at the time, uh-huh. And then a couple of her coworkers listened to the damn interview and came up to her and they're like, did you just hear what your boyfriend just said about you? And like... So they so Brittany had to play it off like she's a little upset, but like she knew my personality, you know.
No F words.
She knew about the cage.
Sorry, I'm on that. Still helping you guys lose your SEC license.
No. We're good. We have a dump button, and then okay, so you got the 14-year-old with her, but now that you're married and you have a new daughter.
Yes. Her name is Harper. She is the love of my life. She's perfect, man. She's perfect.
That's awesome.
She's half Hispanic, but doesn't look a lick of it. The Caucasian genes dominated that one.
In your daughter or in your wife?
No, my daughter. My wife is Hispanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so is Bob.
She's full blown.
Yeah, samesies.
Bob's wife is Hispanic too. You guys can go to dinner.
There you go, Bob. I always liked Bob.
Well, same.
Back in the day, it was the Bob and Dan show. I love Bob.
Well, thank you so much, David.
Bob, I love you. I love you, Bob.
Well, same, and I miss you, and hopefully you remember the day of the field goal kicking challenge where.
Oh, of course I did.
Where I felt like I dominated the rest of my show.
Did you lace one in from.
I think I was good from 35 for sure, maybe from 40, I'm not sure.
You know what? I think I remember that. I think you were impressing me, by the way, Bob.
Well, it's the Sambas probably.
You know, and yeah, right? So we go with the after party that we had at Gillespie's, we started talking about it. I asked Dave, I was like, so what you think, how far could you kick it now? And he was like, well, definitely from 45. And I think you could make one easily from 50. If you gave yourself like half a day to kick and warm up, I think you could still make one from 50 easily. But then that.
I mean, I would tear my hip, my groin, and my quad in the meantime, but I could still bang one from 60, I believe.
But
back in the day, Brandon, I was not necessarily as accurate as Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey's unreal.
Yeah.
But I did have that same boot on me. So I could kick a long one. So I've kicked, I mean, well over 70 before. Not before, on multiple occasions.
Yeah. So then out of the blue, we're talking about this and blah, blah, blah. And he looks at me and he was like, "You want to race me in the parking lot right now?" And I'm like, "No, I don't want to race you. You're 20 years younger than me, and you're fast."
You did not challenge him to a race.
He did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Why not?
Well, you talk about pulling things. I would think that's probably more likely than kicking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just see who the faster white guy was at that moment in time.
Right. All right, dude. Hey, it's great getting back in touch with you. Let's keep the relationship going.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, we'll do this again soon, man.
Yo, likewise. Love you guys having you guys on, having me on. That interview has to go down to infamy.
I agree, dude.
It's beautiful.
It's an instant classic.
It is.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Dave.
Sure.
Have a good weekend, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
There he goes, David Beeler.
Number
one.
What a ride, man.
People do
win.
Awesome.
He just casually dropped an F-bomb on the air.
Can you imagine, too, getting the call from your parents?
Oh, God. They have a Google alert, and they hear that.
Oh, David.
Oh, David.
I'm not mad, son. I'm just disappointed.